Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and a very warm welcome to you wherever you're joining us on this Sunday evening for another edition of Under the Radar, where we dig into alternative discussions as well as look at untold stories and issues, hot issues on the news agenda of the time. What we're going to be focusing a lot of time on this evening, inshallah, is going to dip into some of what world leaders have had to say at the United Nations, ongoing United Nations General Assembly, and not that, you know, we place too much premium or too much weight or look too deeply for guidance to the kind of discussions that happen there, but it gives a kind of barometer of what the world is thinking, what global leaders are talking about. And we've looked at leaders from some important countries around the Muslim world and bring you a selection, not entire speeches, but selection of their key statements for big parts of the show. We've got our spiritual radar with the late Maulana Baha Karan towards the end of the show as well, to look forward to that. But an interesting discussion we want to kick off the show with this evening, and this is the concept of medical tourism and going beyond medical tourism itself, medical tourism with Turkey as a destination. Now, I would know, for instance, that many people in South Africa, either for specialized care, for something that they might trust more better, or for better cost and affordability, many people would, for instance, and you'd hear this commonly in South Africa, be head off to places such as India for medical tourism and treatment. I wanted to highlight this particular aspect this evening, as many people from South Africa are marveled by Turkey, charmed by Turkey. How many people do actually know what Turkey has to offer in terms of medical expertise, medical tourism, and a very picturesque setting, as the people who promote this concept say, for a person to recuperate in, that is Turkey. Somebody who's spearheading this effort is Harun Armagon. He is from the company called Medifi that offers medical travel to Turkey. He joins us this evening to talk about the offerings that he has and the very concept of Turkey as a medical tourist destination, and what people can expect, what is the kind of medical expertise that is available in Turkey. Harun, I thank you for joining us here on Radio Islam. Assalamu alaikum and welcome.
Wa alaikum salam. Thank you very much, Ibrahim. It's very nice to have your invitation and be your guest in your show, and it will be a pleasure for me to host the listeners of Radio Islam Network in Turkey, inshallah.
Indeed, and many people have made the trip to Turkey, and many people would love to make multiple trips to the country, this is really something that many South Africans have enjoyed, the Turkish hospitality, the Turkish landscape, the Turkish sights and sounds. We're talking about tourism, though, this evening from a different perspective. Turkey is a medical tourism destination. I want you to take us step by step through this discussion via the questions that we'd be asking you this evening. But first and foremost, this concept of medical tourism. What exactly is medical tourism, if somebody's not familiar with that?
Okay. Medical tourism can be considered in different ways, but the most popular way is that people are traveling for either better or a cheaper and more affordable treatment to another country. Actually, medical tourism can be even considered within a country as well, from south to north to may or east to west. But globally, there is a market of around 50 million people are traveling globally from one country to another to get either a better treatment or more affordable treatment. And the market itself is around $100 billion market, and it had actually its peak in 2019, but the pandemic had obviously impacted that. But it looks like in 2022, it's still recovering. Most people in the past, medical travel could be only considered for the treatments that are not available in one's country. But when the concept of tourism and traveling has been a lot more easier in the last 15, 20 years. So people, even if they have the same treatment in their country, people now able to travel for either better treatment or more affordable treatment. And in Turkey's case, actually, it might be a unique case study for Turkey, because Turkey actually has one of the Turkey is one of the countries that has both of them. Because in global medical tourism association, that they have stated that Turkey's health quality facilities, the quality of the health facilities, are in top three in Europe. But at the same time, Turkey has one of the most affordable healthcare services in Turkey. It's very developed and it can offer really affordable pricing, while the quality is actually in top. This is why Turkey has been the number one choice of Britain. For example, people from Britain are the most people are coming to Turkey. I would like to also give a few figures about Turkey as well. Turkey is hosting around 50 million people around the world in a year, and we are estimating that 5% are coming for medical tourism, and it has it is developing and it's increasing because it provides a lot of opportunities to people, not only for only medical reasons, but also Turkey has Turkey is a great touristic destination that allows people to come for both, usually for treatment and at the same time for a holiday. Just like you said, we had many people from South Africa coming and seeing Turkey as a touristic destination. But when they see the facilities here for medical reasons as well, it helps them to actually have both of them get together down in Turkey.
Indeed, one issue, as you mentioned, some of the benefits from your perspective of people, why people should consider Turkey as a medical tourism destination. You've mentioned some of those benefits, but a big issue would be one of trust and confidence. Now, people who are looking for medical treatment are in a vulnerable state. People are desperate for treatment, but at the same time, they would perhaps be putting life savings at this. They'd be taking the risk of traveling overseas. How credible and how authoritative is firstly the medical system in Turkey, and thereafter the kind of people, the specialists that they would be dealing with, so that people would be able to feel confident about the move that they might need to make?
So, first of all, the Turkish, obviously the hospitals, people can also look up the hospitals, their accreditation and scoring globally, that are accepted globally, and different standards organizations, and also different medical organizations list the organizations, the hospitals and clinics for their quality. And I can check that Turkey has several hospitals in top, is considered as top quality. So therefore, no one would have a question mark about the quality of the treatment. But one factor that comes in here is that. Obviously, many people are, when people are aware of this fact, they try to reach out to hospitals that are, or sometimes agencies, etc. Then the government has in Turkey some policies. For example, we are, as Medify, an accredited state travel agency, and we have always checks from the Ministry of Health, Ministry of Tourism, and we are able to comply to certain standards they require us. And everything that we do with patients, with the hospitals, are within this international accepted standard. And it is very open and transparent. What we do is that, for example, when someone wants to get a treatment in certain areas, they reach to us, and we have an agreement around with around 50 hospitals and clinics. And we show them the best options for them for their treatment, and they actually have the option to talk to the doctor before they even make a decision. And people talk to the doctors, almost all of them are speaking English, and the doctor explains what would be the treatment, how would be the treatment, and so on. And we would make the calculation for the treatment, how much it would cost, et cetera, and we would share with all the details before actually someone comes. And we are very confident, and we are also, the agency, it's a policy for us that even one day before you come over here, you can cancel your treatment without any cost. We make sure that when people come over, before they come over here, they have all the details. We like from when they land in the airport, who will pick them up, where they will stay, how much it will cost, etc., how long the treatment will be, and when people actually see the professionalism, the trust itself comes. Like I said, we had, for example, this week we are hosting two families, inshallah, coming for IVF treatment, one from Ethiopia and one from UK. And they obviously, for treatment, for IVF treatment, to go to another country is something, it's not everyone would like maybe to prefer at first, but Turkey has been one of the top countries that actually has huge success on IVF. And even people from Ethiopia or Britain, they are actually coming to Turkey. And when we show the details, when we show the preparation, the work and examples, the previous examples, people give their trust, and we do our best to make sure that their trust is not for nothing, and they are happy and satisfied while they are returning back to their home countries.
You mentioned there, for instance, IVF therapy, something that inadvertently many people might have observed whilst they were in Turkey, but might not have been able to make sense of it perhaps at the time, but after reading or being appraised of it, that I understand, you know, people walking around with bandages on their heads, quite a common sight, yeah, in Turkey, and this is because of the hair transplant surgery. What are the other most important areas of expertise in the Turkish medical field that draw the most amount of tourists of this kind?
Like you said, Ibrahim, the hair transplant is something probably that's easily to recognize, and Turkey has been considered number one in the world for the success that we have. Actually, we are training new British doctors. 2 weeks ago, there were a group of British doctors. They came, actually, they wanted to have the training from one of the Turkish clinics. And we are very good at it, and it is also very affordable. But there are others, like such as cosmetic surgeries. Most of the time when people have rhinoplasty is an example, or sometimes obesity treatment is something very important to take out the fats that actually at a level that's putting danger to one's health. And not only for outlook, but also the health of for a person. IVF treatment is something that we regularly have people coming over here, and it is very unique. Ibrahim, that let me share this with you. It's not for us only to just have a person like in tourism that we used to do, but this medical tourism has something really important. For example, we had a couple from Iraq previously. And they were actually shy to try IVF treatment in their home country. So they came to Turkey, and it's like for them, if it doesn't work, they would just say that they were actually in holiday in Turkey. And what if it's successful, alhamdulillah, like it has been successful, they have actually a baby now, and they are very happy with Allah's help, obviously. But for us, it is very important to have these stories for people who are actually don't have the opportunities, or maybe the cultural reasons they are afraid to try or do it in their country. So when they come over here, when we help those people, it is very important for us, and it's actually really touching. We also have several oncology patients from both African countries and also Europe. Some countries don't have the social security that can actually support an ongoing radiotherapy or chemotherapy, and these treatments are sometimes too expensive for someone to afford in their countries, and so they are coming to Turkey, especially from the United States. Several patients are coming for oncology treatment, radiotherapy treatment in Turkey, and also we had some patients from Africa, African countries, Ethiopia, Somali, and a few others that are coming for oncology treatment. Basically, we can provide almost anything because of the hospitals that we have in our network. But for us, if sometimes it's a hair transplant that helps one person one brother to reboost his confidence. Sometimes it's like a radiotherapy patient coming to try to, inshallah, overcome the cancer that they are having. For us, every case is a story, and it is very good feeling to have that we have the capacity to help these brothers and sisters.
When we talk about medical treatment, Harun, we know that this is about a person's feelings, and communication is something that's key. Now, you did mention earlier that communication in English is facilitated in that way, but people who have visited Turkey know quite well that speaking English is, or perhaps other languages as well, is not the easiest, it's not generally the easiest thing to find people talking the English language, because of the strength of the Turkish language and the pervasiveness of the Turkish language, which by all means, I'm not suggesting it to be a bad thing, but for the purpose of medical tourism, is that area covered sufficiently where people can communicate and communicate well?
Right. I mean, you're right. English is not perhaps one of the best, like speaking English is not one of the best abilities that usually Turkish people have. And but in hospitals, usually the doctors, the colleagues that we work with, significant majority of them are speaking English. And when they don't speak English or any other language, when we require, we have translators that we work with, from Arabic to French, German, to even local languages, like, for example, Amharic, that brothers from Ethiopia speak. We have students, we have translators that we are having help from, and there isn't almost any language that we can't cover when someone is coming from any patient. But for English, almost like all the doctors that we have speaking English, and usually all the hospitals, they already have, like, usually Arabic, English, and French are available within their capacity as a translator. But for other languages, like more local languages, that we usually find translators from these countries.
As far as the locations across Turkey, the specific facilities that you work with, are they concentrated in the main centers? Which are the main centers that you work with? I would imagine it would differ from condition to condition, but are they perhaps concentrated in the bigger centers in Turkey?
Yes, I mean, we can carry out the operations in Ankara, Izmir, Antalya, and Istanbul, but almost 95% of the operations are being done in Istanbul, because usually the largest hospitals, the largest facilities are in Istanbul. And sometimes people want to go to Antalya, for example, for sea tourism, and they want to have the treatment done in that city. we are able to have the facilities over there as well. But most of them are in Istanbul, both Asian side and on European side. It's so big that sometimes we have to separate these operations. When someone contacted to us, we ask when we offer the hospitals to them and we give them the options that they choose. We also let them know which hospital is where and which part in Istanbul. But mostly the treatments are done in Istanbul.
I've spoken about some of the important areas, perhaps in I would imagine an order of priority. Would people be able to communicate? In addition to that, the level of trust and confidence, those typically would be perhaps some of the most important questions. Obviously, cost is a big factor, but trust is maybe a bigger factor than cost, and therefore I've spoken about those before. But now coming to cost itself, while giving quality treatment and the patient having to be confident about that particular treatment, how does Turkey fare in terms of cost as a medical tourist destination comparatively?
Turkey has, like you said, trust is number one factor that people come for to another country for treatment. And the services, that the capacity, the potential that the hospitals and clinics have, and the standards that we hold, are easily able to convince people about the trust and their choice for tourism in Turkey. When it comes to the prices, we have also different prices from different clinics. We don't work with any clinic that has a negative feedback from a patient, but sometimes even the location of a clinic can change prices. But I would say from European countries, and I don't think South Africa would be far off as well, we're probably 40%, sometimes 50% or maybe more, cheaper or lower cost to any treatment. For example, I would be able to give an example from maybe hair, the dental implants. That dental implants, we are offering, for example, dental implants for about $600 per implant with both the material, the crown itself, and we are only using zirconium crowns, so they are considered as the top. And the implant material we are using are only either Swiss or German material, which are again considered some of the best. And for rhinoplasty or hair transplant, again we have very affordable prices, cheaper. I would assume that probably. Considerably cheaper than in South Africa as well. I'm not fully aware of the full numbers, but general, when we had people coming from there, and that was the general opinion they shared with me. But the listeners or you guys can actually make a better judgment with some of the prices that I share. For example, with the hair transplant, we can offer around $1,500 for hair transplant. And if anyone wants to have an idea about any treatment, they can reach to us. We can give them an estimate after we evaluate their case. And for example, for a dental treatment, they can share us with the x-ray, and then we have our dentist check their x-ray and tell them about what would be the general treatment that is needed, or what would be the budget of the treatment with options as well. And these are for free, so people can reach out to us, and we can give them the estimate for free. And doctors would be actually reviewing their cases, so it would be something like a second opinion for them as well. But
Harun, if you could tell us in terms of any legal issues to be aware of, in terms of legal requirements from your people, a patient's country of departure, a patient's country of origin, basically. Is there anything that, you know, having dealt with previous cases, people will consider this should be aware of? And likewise, in Turkey itself, as a foreigner would now be enrolling into the medical system there, are there any legal requirements, documents required specifically as a medical tourist as opposed to just being a regular tourist in the country?
So we have the government has made it very possible and easy for travelers to come to hospitals, and we have developed a new visa system for people who are requiring visa to come to Turkey for medical travel. And with accredited organizations like ours, hospitals who have the certificate to carry out medical tourism activity within the standards of the ministry and within the regulations of ministry, we are able to help on all the issues. So when someone reaches to us and we give the offer, and when they make the decision, we make sure that all details are clear. We contact with the embassy. We inform the embassy for the application. Even if they need or don't need visa, we let them know that we have this person coming for medical travel, and all the recordings within the hospital are, or the records that they share with us are confidential, and it's in our agreement that we share with the patients. Once they come for a treatment, the data that they share with us or the data they share with the hospital, everything is strictly confidential, and nothing is shared. No data is shared with any other party. Only hospitals are able to hold this data. And then if there is any conflict with the patient and hospital, sometimes then we have our lawyers, and we are always on side of the patient and trying to make sure that there isn't any problem. This is why I would suggest going to Turkey or another country for medical travel with an accredited organization is probably safer, because we are bringing hospitals. So many patients a month, and our relations with hospitals are giving us the to make sure that we are getting for the best treatment, and we are not getting something extra. I mean, sometimes hospitals, especially private hospitals, might be doing an extra test or something else. Sometimes there might be such issues. Even with Turkish people, sometimes when you go to hospital, obviously they want to make sure it's not for nothing, but sometimes an extra test that may not be really necessary to make a decision would be increasing the cost. But for us, we are checking every process, and we are making sure that every process is the optimum, and every treatment is the proper treatment for the patient. Alhamdulillah, we had no issues so far.
Coming towards the conclusion, and you obviously have given us an excellent overview of what medical tourism is, why Turkey should be, in your opinion, considered for medical tourism. Just for our listeners to know a bit about yourself, how do you fit into this entire process, as well as the company that you represent, which is called Medifee?
Right. There are obviously many companies who are doing that. But someone who has been in this sector for some time, I would say we are one of the most innovative and one of the most leading companies for medical travel. Because for us, it's always the customer first, and customer satisfaction is the first. I'm someone who has lived in the U.S. for about 3 years, and myself went to hospitals there. And for us, it is very important to have this experience, because I know, and every time we share with our team members in Turkey as well, and we have some team members abroad as well, I'm sharing the same thing with them as well. For us, medical travel business is not something only for someone getting a treatment. Or it's not only tourism, it's actually both. Tourism is an experience for everyone. So when someone comes, for example, to Turkey, we provide everyone a local SIM card with free data. And sometimes when we are talking, this is an extra cost for us that we don't charge the customer when clients are coming. But it's very important for us that as soon as they land in the airport, they have a local SIM card with data that they can reach out to the families and they can tell them they are safe and they are in good condition. That happiness, that experience for us is very important. And we are making sure that this experience is something that we never lose. Because we know that this is something that fits to our Islamic values. And this is something that also fits to hospitality values. And also, we know that this will, inshallah, bring a lot more people to Turkey. And as a company, we actually don't do many advertising because for us, the main advertisement, the budget that we have for advertisement, we actually try to make sure that our patients, our visitors, are getting a better experience. And so when they go back to their country, they're actually telling to many more people that they are suggesting us. For us, this is very important, and we try to do it in the best way that we can.
A last one for you, just summarizing everything that we've spoken about. So a person does have an interest, for instance, in going to Turkey for medical tourism, medical treatment, and now wants a streamlined process. How exactly does that work, step by step, a very brief and simple way? If a person would possibly go through your company, what would be, the requirements for them to go ahead with this process?
Okay, we have our website. It's medipihi.co. They can reach out from medipihi.co website to us, and we have a Medify WhatsApp number which is on the website as well, or they can reach us out from Instagram as most people also do. It's Medify Co Instagram account, and when they reach us out, our friends, healthcare assistants, are going to help them listen to them what they want to have, what sort of treatment they would like to have, and sharing maybe test results and or pictures or X-rays with our friends, and we check that, we share this with our doctor network, and then we suggest them the possible treatment option and what would it cost to them. And once they if they would like to talk to the doctor, or if they want some further research with the hospitals or clinics, etc., we help them without any cost. So people would have a second opinion from doctors, maybe third opinion from a doctor within our network without any cost at all. Once they make a decision about coming to Turkey, we book the doctor available times, we book the accommodation for them, and we let them the best available dates according to the choice of the visitor. We arrange everything, and we pick them. Once they buy their ticket, we arrange the airport pickup. So when they land to Turkey, we pick them from airport, we take them to their hotel, and from the hotel on the next day or whenever we plan the treatment, we take the hospital and we do all this local transportation. Once the treatment is done and when they are going back to their home country, again, we take them to the airport and we see them off from there, inshallah, with good health and with the good result on their treatment. And the process itself is very easy. Like I said in the beginning, when they go to our website, they can reach us out from WhatsApp, they can reach us out on Instagram, and our friends and we would do the best to make sure that we can help brothers and sisters.
Indeed, very, very interesting and very streamlined and easy process, as you've mentioned, and answering many interesting questions about this. I'm so pleased to hear about something that's on offer, the options that are available that many people might not have been aware of, and perhaps the discussion this evening could be of benefit to many people who are looking for options, who are looking for affordable options, looking for a good destination with qualified personnel to do something like this. And hopefully the discussion this evening has opened their eyes to another possibility that they might not have considered. Harun, I thank you so much for speaking to us. As you mentioned, you represent Medifi Medical Travel, which is online at Medifi, MEDIPHI.co, and people can head off there if they've got any other queries or need any other further research on the topic. I thank you so much for your time and speaking to us this evening. Barakallahu fiqh and assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum salam, and thank you for hosting me. Inshallah, we would be again very happy to host your guests, your listeners in Turkey.